Very deep hashish depression. Feeling a passionate love for Gert, the woman he's staying with. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, so he is kind of a creep. Utterly forsaken in my armchair. Normal to have those emotions. I'm not judging him there. Uh-huh. Or utterly forsaken in my armchair, suffering from her being alone with Egon. And at the same time, strangely enough, he was also feeling jealous. Was constantly threatening to throw himself out of the window if Gert should leave his side. Which, however, she did not do. Doubtless there were already sufficient grounds for my sadness. A chance encounter 2 days ago, which made it clear just how much the circle of my activities has narrowed. And not long before that, a piano upstairs is bothering me, and that's in parentheses, just an aside. The memorable night with Margaret Kopke, who insisted so on being a child, in quotes, that I could plainly hear how much this word of hers signified the opposite of man, and who pressed me so to realize that what was my own.
So I interpret this to mean he slept with this woman, and he was like, she was like cuddling him like a child.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if she said, "You're my child," or it sounds like she said it.
But she said it in like a condescending tone in a way. Well,
that's how he took it. I think she probably said it in an endearing way.
Mm.
And he felt like, oh, you think I'm a little boy. Like,
right. Well, yeah. She's juxtaposing it to man in his.
That's his. Yeah, that was his like bad feeling about it. And yeah. So he has this bad memory of how he felt with Marguerite Kopke. And then.
That is such a subtle little.
Before that, he was thinking like, wow, I'm really boring. I'm just like walking around and going to cafes and yeah. shit. And it's then before that, he saw this ugly incident between Egon and Gert where they had some sort of fight.
That's weird to be around when you're high.
He was like, if you leave me, I'm going to jump out the window right now. And so he's, you know, he's seeing a disturbing fight and he's thinking these bad thoughts.
Yeah, it is awkward to be there and people are fighting and you're high.
Yeah.
That's always really intense. But that is funny that like that he's so sensitive that even a woman saying, oh, child. Is like sets him off, but we also don't know the linguistic context. To like maybe it,
yeah,
means
we don't know
something.
Enough about. I mean, I think I got into his mindset without knowing all the details.
Okay, I found Bloch's formula, poor old sick and forsaken, applicable to myself in at least three of its provisions. I have my doubts whether things will turn out well for me. Mm. The future promises me only the most uncertain prospects, as regards country. And there's parentheses, transcription uncertain. So he scribbled something in uh-huh. German, I guess. Regards country, place, and position, manner of dwelling. Many friends, but I go from hand to hand. Many talents, but none I can live on. And some a hindrance to my work. It was as though these thoughts aimed to take me captive. And this time we're doing just that. Practically tying me down. So much so that I was inclined to see, in all the insulting things Gert was saying, revelations of what she could read in my face, just as I was inclined to make room in myself for Kopke's riddles with facts and warnings. I'm so sad that in order to live, I must seek almost continually to please. But I was also very determined to let Gert please me. As she danced, I drank in every line she set in motion. And there is much I could say about the dance and about this night if Satan himself were not upstairs playing the piano. So that's Egon playing the piano?
Well, he said there was piano. Didn't he say there was a piano coming from another apartment?
Oh, as in like Satan's going to make you do something bad. You little
yeah,
naughty
maybe.
Child.
Either that or he's like really annoyed by the piano, but the piano seems to be getting Gert to dance now. So there's this fight, and now Gert is dancing around. Yeah. They're all stoned on hashish.
All right. I talked while I watched her, conscious of borrowing many things from Altenburg. Words and phrases of his, perhaps such as I myself had never read in his works. I tried to describe her dance for her while she was in the midst of it. What was magnificent above all was that I saw everything about this dance, or better, so infinitely much that I realized clearly, everything. That would be inconceivable. What is the attachment of all historical ages, even of the kafir, or of many words, thoughts, sounds?
All right, so she's dancing, and he's like, I'm going to try to describe out loud what you're doing with your body. And I was like, oh, I can't do it. Her dance is so incredible. And now he's thinking about the kafir and the African ornaments.
Okay, it was that good. Damn. She's got, I guess this
really
is,
sent him.
I allowed her every opportunity to transform herself in point of character, age, and sex. Many identities passed over her back like fog over the night sky. When she danced with Egon, she was a slender, back-capparitioned youth. They both executed extravagant figures there in the room. Alone, she greatly admired herself in the mirror. The window at her back was black and empty. Through its frame, the centuries entered by jolts. While with each of her movements, so I told her, she took up a destiny or let it fall, wounded about herself, becoming completely enmeshed or strained after it, let it lie or looked kindly on it. What odalisks can do for pashas when they dance before them, Gert did for me.
So but, odalisks are like a stripper.
Okay, yeah. And pashas is like a kind of a dude.
A sultan of some right, kind, like yeah.
Noble guy, all right.
Maybe in a, from the Ottoman Empire.
Nice. So this is literally, yeah, like the, you know, you can you see it in your mind. I feel like a little later, 40s, 50s era American movies about the Middle East, and they have
belly dancers.
Belly dancers is what he's thinking of, yeah.
And so she started dancing with Egon, and then she stopped and started looking herself in the mirror. And he's describing this whole sequence as doing to him what the odalisks did for the pashas.
Yeah, yeah. Wait a second.
If you catch my drift.
All I'm saying is this sequence reminds me of Bugs Bunny. Like Benjamin sitting down yeah. and like
it's very
the woman
cartoonish.
In, yeah, yeah, she turns into a Arabian belly dancer. That feels like he was watching some Bugs Bunny, maybe stoned.
I think that's what he's sort of getting at here with this conception of the hashish state is that it makes the world cartoonish. It makes things non-contingent.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dreamlike situation where images can pop in, pop out, people's faces and characters change moment to moment.
Right. But suddenly there broke from her lips this torrent of abusive language, which she appeared to check just before the last, most furious outpouring. I had the feeling she got control of herself, that she held the worst back, and I am not likely to be deceiving myself about this. Then came the time alone, and hours later the attempts at consolation with forehead and voice, but by that point the grief at the interior of my sofa bastion had risen too high, and I could no longer be saved. And in this way, the most inexplicable visions were also drowned with nothing, almost nothing, salvaged from the flood. Nothing if not floating on the surface of this black torrent, the steeple of a Gothic church, tower made of wood, wooden steeple with stained glass windows, dark green and red. So gets kind of dark here.
Yeah, so this is what happens. He's sitting on the couch watching her, feeling horny. Next sentence. But suddenly there broke from her lips this torrent of abusive language. She starts cursing at him,
yeah.
right?
And it's like,
she
what
sees
did he
that he's horny and she starts yelling at him. And he's like, oh, this is going to get really bad. She's going to like tell me what she really thinks of me.
Right.
And then she stops. And yeah. then I think just for the rest of the night, he's on the sofa, alone in his mind, and he feels so bad from this that all the images are drowned by this one image of a Gothic church tower.
Oh, when you fumble a bag that hard, man, that's rough when you see. Yeah. But but I want to know, maybe did he do something? Did he put a hand on her thigh or something?
He doesn't give us the full
yeah,
story.
Yeah, I think he probably did.
Yeah.
Otherwise, maybe he got a boner and
he might have gotten an erection and she yelled at him.
Yeah. That's I still think that's a lot less bad than like touching somebody, you know.
Definitely. But you can't control that. This has something to do with the dynamic. He's like the third wheel here.
Right. And they're fighting.
And he's also has feelings for her.
Right.
She started dancing. He gets a chubby.